B-Pod Studios.
Time for the Big Brain Plays. Checkpoint XP is back on your radio with James, Robbie, and Weird Beard.
Welcome back. You're listening to Mr. Platinum, Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and someone who lost zero followers to the great Twitch bot purge of 2021, me, James Campbell.
That means you have all real followers, though. So
that
you're
is
good.
Correct. My audience is 100% organic, just like the milk I drink.
Homegrown free range followers.
Darn tootin'. If you missed it or just joining us, you can hear all about Twitch banning millions of follower bots over at CheckpointXP.com. Maybe you noticed you've lost a couple or so Twitch followers. That could be the reason. Hear it. Checkpoint XP on demand, anywhere to get your podcasts from, over at CheckpointXP.com. And speaking of followers, two other places you can follow Checkpoint XP is on Twitter and Facebook, and that's at Checkpoint XP for both those social media platforms. And that's where we asked if you could give any franchise to any developer, which would you choose?
Oh, I got one. Now, you guys know there's been this meme going around on Twitter where it's like, you know, what sort of opinion would get this reaction? And it's Errol Flynn from Tangled with all the swords pointed at him.
Yeah.
I'm taking Final Fantasy away from Square Enix. Ooh. And I'm giving it to Sega and Atlas, the developers of Persona, so we can get back to what Final Fantasy is really about.
Anime.
Turn-based. It's already about anime. Turn-based combat and darker storylines.
I mean, yeah, boom. Like, that's the one thing. Like, Final Fantasy for a long time
Fantasy 15 was just about a boy band driving across country.
Yeah, it got really, like, K-poppy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it got very, like, hey, we're here for friends and love.
Here's the story.
Singing songs.
Here's the story. The prince is getting married. Oh, no, married, but I've never met her before. Let's go on a cross-country road trip to save the world. Whee!
Wow. It's a hell of a description of the game, Robbie.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, it was pretty bad.
So I actually didn't realize Sega is still making games.
As a publisher, okay. Mostly, yeah.
They don't have, like, developer teams coming up with unique, IPs that they're developing and whatnot.
Okey-dokey. Yep.
Yep. Atlas is technically the publisher of Persona.
Oh.
What about you, Weird Beard? Lay it on me. You got to have some terrible.
Oh, I have a feeling this
so
is going to be
really weird. So I want to take one of my favorite Legend of Zelda games and give it to a new director. And who I want to take Legend of Zelda, right? But I don't want to touch Ocarina of Time.
No, you give the franchise to this developer. They get to determine the future of the series.
The future?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Who is it? Who's the developer?
Tim Schafer. Tim Schafer is the director. He did, like, Psychonauts. He's behind Double Fine Studio.
Were you a fan of Wind Waker?
Yes.
All right, yeah. I feel like we're getting some weird Wind Waker stuff out of this.
Tim Schafer is, like, he's like a George Lucas type guy, right?
Okay.
He does crazy characters. It's all about, like, high-level concepts. It's very, like, cartoony, but not cartoony in the sense of, like, being for kids, right? Like,
Courage the Cowardly Dog, Edda and Eddie. Stuff that when you first look at it, it's kid stuff. It's cartoons. But when you really look at it,
there's SpongeBob. You'll put, like, adult humor disguised as child's entertainment, but a kid wouldn't pick up on it. But
kind of along those lines. I just think that, like, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild was okay, but I think that it, like, it's steering.
It needs new direction.
Yeah, it's steering towards that, like, hey, we're going to be a serious video game. Legend of Zelda's goofy. It's weird. But then, like, underneath that layer of goofy and weird, you have, like, the dark undertones of everything. Tim Schafer is chef's kiss at that one.
All right. Let's get to a few things from social media here, because I like some of these. Nadia wants to take Parasite Eve, which was a spooky game from the 90s, which, James, like, imagine Resident Evil.
I was going to say, I think I played this one a little bit.
Yeah,
it scared me much in the same way Resident Evil did, but
not quite zombies, but more in that horror sort of genre. And she wants to give it to Hideo Kojima, the minds behind Death Stranding and Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, that guy's a weirdo.
He could do some great stuff with Parasite Eve. I think that this is a great one. We're about to not make some friends
Uh-oh.
Here. Volkai, good friend of the show, says, I would give the Avengers live service game as a joint project shared by the Anthem and Destiny teams. BioWare handles story, travel, especially flight, and audio. Bungie handles combat, loot cycle, Easter eggs. Both work together on leveling abilities and level design. If you want to tank Avengers even more, absolutely give it to the Avengers team. Destiny might be able to do something cool with it, though. More than what more than what Square Enix has done so far?
Sure. All right.
Okay.
I'll give it to
all
you.
Right. Carl says, oh, this is another good one. The Legend of Dragoon to Square Enix.
Yes, give it to me.
To give it a proper remake, because you know Square Enix would be lining up to put out another upscaled version.
Why about The Legend of Dragoon? Because it sounds like it would be a Square Enix game.
A lot of people make that mistake.
Oh, okay.
Because it's literally what it is.
Yeah, it's turn-based combat. It has that high fantasy element. Like, it is very
I feel like I've
Final
seen,
Fantasy.
Like, the covers, and it seems like a cover that you would find
it's
for
that,
Final
it's
Fantasy.
It's that Mandela effect, but it's actually so Sony that owns Legend of Dragoon, I believe, not Square Enix.
Correct.
Yeah, unfortunately. All right, we're going to try something new here, too. We actually took a look around the Twitter sphere, around social media, to see what else is creating buzz here. And good buddy James Gunn, who I've never mentioned, but I'm going to say he's my buddy anyway. He actually tweeted over the weekend, I see Knights of the Old Republic is trending, which it should, as it is still the greatest video game of all time. It is my favorite Star Wars things out of all games, movies, TV shows, toys, and comics.
Now, that's not a hot take at all.
It's not, no. And someone said, can you pull some strings with Disney and make them give you movie rights? He said, just because it's a perfect video game doesn't mean it needs to be a movie.
Talk about James Gunn, the movie director?
Yeah.
I thought you actually had a friend.
No.
Talk about your friend. You're talking
no.
about
No, okay. no. So he said, just because it's a perfect video game doesn't mean it needs to be a movie. True. 100% agree with that.
I agree.
And then somebody retweets and says, unbelievable comic book director crapping on video games, which have had far better storytelling in recent years. Yeah, because Suicide Squad really needs to be made a movie. Give me a break.
I don't know. I think it's just more nerds get mad.
Oh, absolutely.
Robbie's internet troll voice.
It's 100% unjustified nerd rage.
Now, a tweet that I also saw that I was really excited about, Capcom tweeted last week that you should get motivated to slay demons, restore nature, and fend off dinosaurs with these iconic soundtracks that they finally released on Steam. They released Devil May Cry 5, Okami, and Dino Crisis 1 and 2, the soundtracks to all of these you can now go and buy on Steam. All amazing soundtracks.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Super
music
hype.
Is cool, but you want to know what's better?
I do.
The reveal of the next Apex Legend.
So, little Viper, are you a pilot? Or just the sobbing daughter of one?
My call sign is Valkyrie.
Oh, it's going to be
so
good.
Oh,
it's
man.
Gonna really
it's
going
to be so
the music
cool.
In the background is really
so this
the
character that they literally just revealed, like, today is the daughter of a pilot from Titanfall, like this big mech pilot who is killed.
Wow.
And so her daughter's coming back for revenge, and it's like, I'm Valkyrie, and she's going to kill everybody. It's going to be so good.
That's really cool. I like how they're tying Titanfall. And I know it's made by the same people or whatever.
It's in the same universe as well.
That's cool because this is the first time they've actually directly tied Titanfall into Apex Legends?
No, they've done a lot of hints and stuff here. Like, a lot of the weapons are actually pulled over from Titanfall as well.
Now,
but they did promise that this season will have the most Titanfall references than any previous one.
This is like
one.
Direct. They've hinted at it in the past. They've like done the nudge,
I
wink,
mean,
wink.
In this video, they're straight up piloting Titans.
Yes.
So, yeah.
You think you'd be the pilot Titans in Apex Legends?
Probably not. That's a little too game-breaking. We would be in, like, Fortnite territory there.
I was gonna say, they put the mechs in Fortnite.
No, thank you. I think people would have a fit. But get hype.
Well, thank you so much for those responses. If you enjoyed those, remember, you can always include yours by commenting on our social media. That's at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook. We're also on Instagram at Checkpoint_XP. And that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you all so much for listening on your radio station. Be sure to head on over to CheckpointXP.com. Check out Checkpoint Daily. There you can hear the latest in video game news that is breaking that day. I want to send a big thank you to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and producer Callie for helping put this episode together. Don't forget, follow us on social media. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Checkpoint XP. We'll talk to you again on the next level.
Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games.
Hey, it's James from Checkpoint XP. Now, you haven't been grinding solo queue for nothing. You're good enough for a varsity esports team, but you don't know where to look. That's where Looking For a Group comes in. It's a directory of every college esports program in the country. Programs, scholarships, whether you're a varsity player or looking for a recreational team, Looking For a Group has everything. Head to lfgroup.gg, find the college esports community that's right for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things loves country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.